Songwriter Tom T. Hall earned the nickname The Storyteller for his mature, literary approach to country songwriting in the 1960s and 70s. When children figured into his songs, they were usually part of adult situations, like the girl who learns about small-town hypocrisy in Harper Valley PTA. But one summer in 1974, Hall found himself writing songs for children. The album that resulted, Songs of Fox Hollow, became a cult classic. Now it's been remade for a new generation by a group of appreciative Nashville musicians. Craig Havighurst of member station WPLN has the story.
Just over some hills from one of the Nashville area's biggest malls and highway interchanges, Tom T. Hall's estate, Fox Hollow, feels like 100 years ago and 1,000 miles away. Surrounded by acres of forest and two ponds, the stately home is guarded by pet peacocks. Hall and his wife Dixie bought the house and land in 1969, when he was at the height of his hit-making career. Since then, it's been a sanctuary in every sense of the word.
When we came on the place, we made a promise to never shoot a gun on the property. And now when the hunting season comes, all of the huntable things move into Fox Hollow and gather up around, pretty much around the house. We wake up some mornings and there are 15 or 20, you know, wild turkeys in the yard.
Nearly 40 years ago, Hall explored the property with two young nephews who'd come to stay for a summer.
So we spent 3 months walking around Fox Hollow, and they were discovering things that I hadn't spent much time on. Maybe wasn't paying attention to. One day we saw a little snake go wigging off through the water, a little garden snake of some kind. And we named him Sneaky Snake and made up a story about him hugging and kissing and drinking root beer.
After the kids went to bed, Hall set the story to music.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open. Look for a Sneaky Snake. Now maybe you won't see him, and maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer.
After a few weeks, he had a full album's worth. His record company was taken aback when Hall told them that his latest work was a bunch of kids' songs, but he was allowed to record and release them. The new song-for-song remake of that album is called I Love, Tom T. Hall's Songs of Fox Hollow. The story of the surreptitious serpent is sung by Buddy Miller.
I don't like old Sneaky Snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
In all, there are more than a dozen leading artists from Nashville's independent roots music scene, including singer-songwriters Jim Lauderdale, Elizabeth Cook, and Bobby Bear. They were pulled together by Peter Cooper, music reporter for the Tennessean newspaper, a touring songwriter himself, and a super fan of Tom T. Hall.
This album's been a part of my life since it came out.
When he was 4 years old.
I was playing Sneaky Snake in a band in college. It's not an album that adulthood necessitates giving up because the songs are layered. And these songs were, gosh, I Love and I Care were adult hits.
When you tell a big lie and your parents are mean, when being grown up is a faraway dream, when they're filling your teeth and cutting your hair, I want you to know I care, I care, I do. There's no one like you.
In fact, both songs reached number one on country radio, and even Sneaky Snake made the charts and became a popular CB radio handle. A fact that astonishes Cooper's co-producer, Eric Brace.
These days it would be hard to imagine a long-haul trucker singing along to Barney the Dinosaur or a Hannah Montana song. But back in 1974, when Tom T. put out Songs of Fox Hollow, subtitled Songs for Children of All Ages, that's what happened. It had those two number one country hits, and I just love imagining the truck driver tearing down the highway singing, I love little baby ducks.
But no trucker would do for the new album's title track. Cooper and Brace instead recruited Austin songwriter Patty Griffin.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, and Sunday school in May.
The album's producers also recorded interviews with musicians during the sessions, including Griffin.
It's so tender and amazing and open and very vulnerable. Tom T is a songwriting master, and he got a lot of that stuff right on target with me, you know, the little fuzzy pups and the coffee one especially.
I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And
the sessions took place over several days at Fox Hollow, where Tom T. Hall and his wife Dixie keep a studio. As for the songs themselves, they came into being in the first place because the storyteller wanted to try a fresh point of view.
It was something I wanted to say that I'd never had an excuse to say before. You know, I think most entertainers are childlike anyway. I think entertaining is a childlike thing, you know. It's a frivolity. When I started following these kids around, I saw the world the way they saw it. I'm thinking, and I'm being selfish about this, I didn't write this album for my nephews, and not for kids in general. I just wrote it for myself, you know. The child in me, I'd say. You know, that's not too poetic.
Too much poetry from Tom T. Hall? That's as far-fetched as a root beer drinking snake. For NPR News, I'm Craig Habekhurst in Nashville.
And you can hear songs from the remade Songs of Fox Hollow at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.